Good morning, everyone. This is Faye Morrow, Executive Director of the Volunteer Center for Anne Arundel County. Welcome to Volunteer Voice. This morning's guest is Katie McCone. Katie is the president-elect for the Junior League of Annapolis. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you.
It's so nice to see you here. I know that the Junior League brings in new classes, what, once or twice a year?
Twice a year.
Twice a year, but you're going through that process, and we'll be sure to mention that because this organization does so much here in our community. I want everyone to know about you, and the things that you're doing are pretty remarkable. You'll have to give us a little overview about the Junior League.
Okay, great. Thank you. The Junior League of Annapolis promotes volunteerism, develops the potential of women, and improves the community through effective action and leadership of trained volunteers. Our main goal is truly to develop women at any stage of their lives, whether it's beginning off in college for the 21 and over group, or they're retired and want to give back to the community and everybody in between. So we can train them to be leaders within the community.
And I know your training is remarkable. You have so many resources within your organization because your organization has been around for, not forever, but it feels like it sometimes. How long?
We've been here for about 30 years, and the Junior League itself has been around for over 100 years.
So the resources and the knowledge that you are building on is quite important for our community because your programming is about hands-on. Your members are right in the middle of some remarkable work. Can you give us just a quick highlight of some of the programs that you're doing?
Yes, the Junior League just started our next signature projects that we will be working on for the next 3 years. One is an early literacy program that we're teaming up with First Book on, and the second one is a first-generation college access program for 10th through 12th graders working with the Eastport Girls Club.
And that's an organization that many people may be familiar with, but think that they work with younger girls. So this is a real opportunity to go to the next level.
Yes, the Junior League of Annapolis loves to take programs that have reached a point where they need more people, they have developed great programming, but they need to take it a next step. So we've done that by taking these great middle school kids that the Eastport Girls Club has worked with for so long, and then helping them through that next few hard years of, hey, you can do it. Let's start talking about colleges. We're going to do college tours, talk tuition. There's a lot of great programming we'll be doing with that.
Well, this is really good to know about because, as you said, you have a 3-year cycle now for your programs. So your members are helping organizations here to plan and then to actually follow through.
Yes, our goal is to take a concept that they have, plan it for them, organize it the second year, and the third year, hand it back over so they have a program that they can continue to run with.
And to become a member of the Junior League, you mentioned that it's open to women 21 and older, and retired women in particular are, you want to make them know that your organization is available for them to share their expertise. But how do they learn about becoming a member?
We have a open house that is coming up very soon on Wednesday, September 9th at the Metropolitan Kitchen at 7 p.m. And it's a great opportunity to come out, meet other members. You can see through that group the depth of age and experience they have. We have new moms that are looking to do something other than, you know, stay home with a mom.
Sure.
And I've done that. And it was a great experience for me. I had something to put on my resume after that time. We also have people earlier in their career who are looking for leadership opportunities, later in their career that are looking to give back, and a lot of women that have just retired that are looking for that next step in their volunteer experience.
And, of course, if people want to help you fundraise, that's always a good thing as well because you are a nonprofit and you depend upon the community's support.
Absolutely. And we have a great event coming up on Sunday, October 11th. It's our Jennifer Summers Barrett Memorial Volunteers on the Run 5K. And it's just a very fun event. I have done it where you can go out there if you're a great runner and run hard. I've also had kids in jogging strollers. I've had a kid on a trike before. I've walked it with my mom. It's
really
a great event, and you can do it regardless of what fitness level you're at. All those groups are accommodated through this race.
Well, Katie, how would people, either contact you, or maybe I should say, who should they contact? How should they access information about the Junior League?
I would encourage everyone to go to the Junior League of Annapolis website, and it's www.jlannapolis.org.
And that website again?
It's www.jlannapolis.org.
Well, Katie, it's been really good to see you this morning, and I am anxious to learn more about your new projects and how they are going to be giving back to our community. And those of you listening out there, in addition to jlannapolis.org, you can learn about the Junior League at the Volunteer Center's website, which is www.aacvc.org. We'll be happy to put you in touch with Katie or any of the other wonderful people at Junior League or the 350-some-plus organizations that make a difference here in our community. So please, of you listening out there, remember the Junior League and listen in next week to Volunteer Voice on your hometown station, 1430 WNAV.